For the second time this year, Haitians will be turning out to vote for a new government. After electing René Préval as president in February, the country will decide the makeup of its parliament in second-round runoff elections for regional deputies and senators. Though voter turnout is expected to be much lower than in the presidential race, the poll is seen as an important step in reinstating a democratically elected government. Since former President Jean Bertrand Aristide was forced into exile in 2004 by a violent uprising, Haiti's interim government, led by Prime Minister Gerard Latortue, has struggled to restore stability and order. More than 8,000 UN peacekeepers have been deployed in Haiti since June of 2004. United Nations spokesman Damien Onces Cardona says that the logistical preparations are in order and that the UN and Haitian police are confident that Friday's vote will be peaceful. He says the elections are an important part of Haiti's political transition.
I mean, the transition is starting now. I mean, this was a provisional government. This was kind of a provisional thing to get out the country from complete chaos or almost civil war to a certain degree of normality. Now the work really starts, and for this you need president, you need a good government, you need a good parliament, and this is what will happen if tomorrow elections are a success.
The elections will decide the outcome for 97 deputies and 30 senators. Cardona says that parliamentary elections can have a major impact on the country's ability to rebuild its democratic institutions and enact much-needed legal reforms.
Haiti is a country that is a presidential system, which means that the president has a strong power, but the parliament, there's so many reforms that everybody, not us, everybody has been saying for the past few months that the country needs in terms of new laws, the reform of justice, reform of the criminal code, so many, that all these are work of the parliament. And not of the president.
The prime minister will be chosen by the parliament and will serve alongside president-elect René Préval. This is Amelia Shaw reporting for VOA News in Port-au-Prince.